Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I realized the other day I've been doing this podcast now for 10 years. Seems like yesterday when I started it. I actually started it internally in the company I was working for at the time and then moved it to Podbean later, but it's been 10 years. Kind of amazing overall. Way too many episodes, way too many hours of me jabbering away, talking to people. Anyway, today a little bit about interactive whiteboards. The world of interactive whiteboards has expanded. There was a product released, I don't know, about maybe 4 or 5 years ago called Microsoft Hub, and that was a Surface Hub, Microsoft Surface Hub. And that is, you know, kind of a standalone computer system designed to be an interactive whiteboard. Recently, the market has exploded. Samsung has one, and there's one from virtually every manufacturer. And it basically what it is it's a 50-inch whiteboard, interactive television set. So interactive display. You're able to write on it. You're able to share information. You're able to join meetings natively, They have various capabilities and functions and deliver, you know, various things that make the meeting experience more interactive. For me, it's more that I can use it to interact with and draw on things and show people what I'm really trying to say, which is easier to draw sometimes than it is to actually use words, right? So I've been playing with a product called Vibe, and I'll do a deeper dive on that. But I wanted to talk a little bit about why the future of web meetings is going to change and evolve. You know, first off, there's so many products now where you can get engaged and involved directly by, you know, drawing on the screen and interacting with people on at different levels. We've really made leaps and bounds in the last 14 months because we had to in the world of what a meeting is. But I wanted to talk a little bit today about kind of some of the meeting etiquette that I notice has kind of drifted away. For example, if one person has their video camera on, does that mean everybody has to? If that one person is the boss and it's a team call, I think probably at that point everybody ought to. But the reality is, you know, when you talk about video conference calls, how many people, you know, don't have their camera on because they're multitasking? They're doing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other things at the same time. It's a question. It's an interesting situation. It's something that, you know, when you think about it, you know, that's part of what's happening, part of what's changing around. But as we, you know, as we think about this future state of what a you know, interactive meeting is going to look like, it becomes more and more interesting over time to think about. You know, what are you going to do? What's there? What do you need? Kind of that etiquette of, you know, do you have your video on? The other thing is, you know, how do you connect? For example, I know because of the number of people in my house connected to the internet when I'm working, I often use my cell phone to connect to the audio portion of the call, and then I use my computer to connect to the video portion of the call, simply because with 6 adults in the house right now, there's just not a lot of bandwidth sometimes. It just goes away fast. So when you think about, you know, kind of what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it, you know, one of the other etiquette things is, you know, audio quality, right? It's critical as you do this that you have better quality audio. And that's why I call with my cell phone, because it's just easier overall to reduce that. And just kind etiquette to not, you know, cause static on the conference call. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.